This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president defends his Iran agreement. Barack Obama says the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon.
This nuclear deal meets the national security interests of the United States and our allies. It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Obama faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. That was the sound as demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails at police guards in front of Greece's parliament building as lawmakers began a debate on demands by lenders. European creditors have demanded parliamentary approval of austerity demands as a starting point for negotiations on the new bailout for the debt-ridden country. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Mainak on Monday and killed at least 30 people. The gunmen set fire to hundreds of houses, and one report said some of the dead were burned beyond recognition. Late on Tuesday, gunmen attacked the village of Warsala on the border between Borno and Yobe states. A resident of the village says 15 people were killed. Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed and 16 wounded in fighting between government forces and pro-Russian rebels as it intensifies. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. A truce signed by Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany requires both sides to withdraw heavy weapons from the line of fire, but violations are regularly reported on both sides. This is VOA News. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has endorsed the group's political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Taliban chief Mullah Omar annually releases messages in connection with the Muslim Eid festival, but his statement Wednesday offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The reclusive Taliban leader said the dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy and is part of efforts aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan. Therefore, Mullah Omar says the Taliban's political endeavors as well as its interactions with Afghans and foreign countries are aimed at bringing an end to the so-called occupation and to establish an independent Islamic system. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A group of human rights organizations has urged U.S. President Barack Obama to use his upcoming trip to Kenya to press the government to improve its human rights record. Human Rights Watch released a letter Wednesday on behalf of 17 rights organizations. The letter said the organizations are concerned that Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is undermining Kenya's constitution and its commitment to international human rights laws. The U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists has released a report on what it calls the deteriorating climate for press freedom in Kenya. Hillary Hewler reports.
The report, released Wednesday, paints a bleak picture of Kenya's media, long considered the most robust in East Africa. It documents cases of journalists being beaten, arrested, and intimidated for their work, especially outside the capital, Nairobi. CPJ's Tom Rhodes says that since Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta came to power 2 years ago, journalism has become a more dangerous profession. Hillary Hewler, Nairobi.
Mexican troops were deployed Wednesday in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Officials are trying to recapture him following his recent escape from prison. Mexican police are engaged in a manhunt throughout the country, stepping up border security and shutting down an international airport, in addition to setting up checkpoints. New close-up photos of Pluto are a surprise to scientists at the U.S. space agency NASA. The region near Pluto's equator reveals a range of young mountains rising as high as 3,500 meters. The mountains are one revelation of New Horizons, the unmanned NASA spacecraft that whizzed by the dwarf planet Tuesday, following a nearly 10-year journey. A German court Wednesday sentenced a 94-year-old former Nazi officer to 4 years in prison. Oskar Gröning had worked as a bookkeeper in the Auschwitz death camp during World War II. The court found him guilty of more than 300,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.